Blog Talk Radio.
God, cheap ass Blog Talk Radio could kiss my black ass. Oops. Oh, sorry, folks. Welcome.
Start already.
I'm sorry. Blog Talk Radio not to piss me off. Nothing ever goes right. I'm like, I know I pay the cheap service, but come on, give me a break. After 4 years, give me something back, please.
Hey, it's the beginning of the fifth year. You know things usually go up from here, so.
No, not in my case. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the king of king himself, the man who will be running for president in 2020, like everybody else. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, not only, whatever his name is.
Yeah, the man that will guarantee you that you will not win. It is Sean Black in the building once again.
Oh, really?
No,
really?
On cue, we hear the sirens in the background, so we know they're coming for you.
There's nothing new about that, please. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know the number to call, 347.
Yeah, exactly.
347.
Oh, I can tell you're just having a great weekend.
Oh, God. 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Sean Black, are you ready? Just like last week and the week before that and every other week to piss some people off?
Of course I am. When am I not?
Of course. Well, before we get started on that, our condolences to a great man who directed, written, and produced great movies like Boys in the Hood, Baby Boy, Poetic Justice, Rosewood. He directed the movie, the music video, with Michael Jackson and Eddie Murphy, Remember the Time, and won a very powerful movie about racism in this country, higher learning. John Singleton, at the age of 51, passed away earlier today. It was expected he was in a coma for a while after a stroke. What was your thoughts when you heard about this, Sean Black?
Well, I knew it was not going to be a very good result after I heard, when you usually hear somebody having major stroke as two words, it's very rare that the outcome is positive. And it was mm-hmm. sad because mm-hmm. he was the first African American to be nominated for a Best Picture director's role, as far as being Best Director, and he, like you just stated, some of the great movies and projects that he worked on, and brought a whole lot of credibility and recognition and awareness to a lot of the plight that African Americans had growing up in very violent areas of the country. It showed the black experience in a lot of areas. So he had a key eye on getting that on film. And I know a lot of people came out later, earlier today and said condolences and things that have happened over the last few days, knowing that he wasn't doing all that great. So my condolences go to the Singleton family, and I'm pretty sure you're feeling the same way.
Yes, I do. And on to another unrelated topic. Last week, we did talk about religion, the synagogue, religion, the church, shootings. It seems like you cannot just go out and pray anymore. But first, when you go out to church, despite our beliefs, a church was a place of safe haven to go to pray, speak, worship your God, or whatever you want to call it. I know it's different for everyone. Now that seems not to be the case anymore. Things are getting blown up. shot up or churches get set on fire. So this past weekend on the last day of Passover, I believe, in San Diego, as Sean and I talked about for a quick minute, there was another shooting at a synagogue, which is luckily only one person was killed. Luckily. I know that don't sound too thrilling, but compared to other events, one person compared to 300 people in Sri Lanka, that is nothing at all. And of course, the shooter, I know this will sound like deja vu, it was no surprise at this, was a 19-year-old white nationalist or supremacist. I forgot the name of it. So, Sean, when you heard about the shooter, were you surprised there was some white kid trying to do a copycat type of thing?
Not surprised. Because when you hear about extremist-type things, there's something that happens. This is a stat that I actually looked at just recently. Between the years of 2009 and 2018, 73% of the shootings that you would hear from either synagogues or of organizations of crime of that nature, 73% are from what we would consider right-wing extremists. And this is something that has been on the rise for a long time. The other ironic part about this synagogue shooting in San Diego is that it actually happened 6 months to the day that the shooting in Pittsburgh happened, where we heard of more people dying in that synagogue. Like I said, 6 months to the day. And we're also in a country where we hear about school shootings and movie theater shootings and shootings in public places and malls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At the point where we talked about how there's a school shooting once every 2 days or once every 44 hours, which was the stat. To hear the rise in hate in synagogues towards Muslims, towards Jewish people, towards African Americans, Hispanics, has been on the rise every year for quite some time. And it has definitely gotten an exponential leap since President Trump has been in office. And I think a lot of people, although they may not necessarily blame Trump, if you want to believe that, they will at least look to him as being the arbiter for starting this, as being the progenitor for opening up a lot of the floodgates for a lot of the attitudes that's coming from people who believe like Trump and people like him, that this is the way to go towards certain things. And we looked at some of the other shootings and crimes that have happened along these lines. A lot of them have actually supported and almost parroted some of the things that President Trump has said in certain instances. So we have a president who spews a lot of racial bile in a lot of either coded or uncoded messages. But we also know in general we have – this isn't the first time we've had people in office that have had racial thoughts or different ideas about certain races, but you don't necessarily hear the kind of stuff that's been going on and then equate violence to happen based on what you're hearing from the man that's supposed to be helping running the president of the free world, so to speak.
Well, you know, a lot of people will just disagree with what you just said, right?
That's the reason why I phrased it the way I did.
I might not necessarily disagree with you, but at the same time, you cannot really say this is all Trump. Even though Trump has some influence on some part of it, a lot of people say Trump never say those words. Go out and
Trump,
kill.
Trump is the argument that you'll get is Trump isn't the person that is doing the actual, you know, the ideals that you see. Trump isn't the one that's going out there and force feeding, putting someone a gun in someone's hand and saying, you go to this mosque, you go to this synagogue, you go to this area and do these crimes. That's not what's the suggestion. The suggestion here is because of the fact that he's in a position of power and he is a mouthpiece that has a voice that resonates with people from his side that are maybe of the same belief, maybe they feel marginalized, whatever the reasoning is, that they will take his words, a lot of his rhetoric, and in a lot of instances, a lot of policies that are actually being enacted, a lot of people feel are on the backs of disenfranchised races, creeds, etc., and then are using that now as the impetus to do what you're seeing on the news with the synagogue stuff here, the church burning that happened, the shootings and the killing and the killings that happened in Sri Lanka last weekend. There's just so much violence going on, and a lot of it is due to this change of hatred towards now religious creeds and of minority races, who a lot of people don't feel they have the same rights that other people do.
And to continue on religion, all the craziness that's going on today, I'm sorry, excuse me for laughing already. Kanye West, yes, we all know how crazy Kanye West could be and the things that he has done. And I know we talk about churches and how hypocrites are forming church and everything. Now, Kanye West decided to build his own, is thinking about building his own church / religion to have his own followers. Now, Sean Pike, do you see yourself joining the church of Yeezy?
After my soliloquy last week on how I feel about my personal take on religion, to ask me that question this week, I think I can answer that as a negative. That's going to happen.
You never know that. Kanye may find a way to convince you to follow his cult. His religion, his church.
This is of the same Kanye West that's coming out with his own church clothing. That the same clothing line that we talked about last week. This is the same Kanye West who seemingly has lost his mind in a lot of instances and has now kind of stepped back, realizing he has certain things that he needs to take care of. That same Kanye West.
Yeah, but as we discussed last week, church is more like a business now than anything. So if he invested into a business, why not open up a church?
Well,
there will be people, I don't want to say stupid enough, but will follow this pattern. Why not?
If Creflo Dollar can ask his constituents for millions and millions of dollars to buy a plane because he said the Lord said he needs to have a plane to travel, and they actually follow suit on that, then I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you really cheap. The problem with faith in a lot of instances is that although you have a lot of people that are looking for something or someone to believe in when it comes to whatever your upbringing is, whether it's, you know, a religious creed or a philosophy from whatever it is, maybe you're into existential thinking. If that's what you use for your own personal belief system, which I've talked about here before, there's no problem with that. The problem is when you have people that are willing to take advantage of others who are disenfranchised, don't have the funds or the money to go in and pay your tithings to a church. The church or the people that are running certain churches take advantage of that situation and actually go ahead and say, you know what, let me see how much money I can get out of these guys and see if it works. So let's go ahead and say I'm starting up a church. Okay, how much is a church going to cost to build? $5 million to build this building wherever it may be. Okay, fine, you've gotten people that believe the way you are, that what you say in, put the money in. The church is built. Are you going to leave it at that and just say, well, put the tithings in the church and then the church is going to actually donate money, do et cetera, work? Okay, fine. You do that. Okay, well, I've done that already. Let's say I need to get myself a car. And instead, the Lord says I need this car to travel and pass this along to so-and-so and so. Those same constituents who are probably low-income, that may not have the job that they're looking for, will find the money somewhere to donate. He has his car. What are you going to do next? He's going to do something else. I need a plane. I need a jet. And these are the kinds of things that a lot of people have said church has gone to Vegas on people, and mostly because of the same thing that we just talked about. They'll believe anything to help them get along through life, and if they feel that it is a path towards stewardship, towards their Lord that they worship, that they praise, it will appease their conscience. It'll help them out in their lifestyle, in their life, and that's what happens. Anybody can take advantage of that, and that's the saddest part of the whole equation.
Okay, 438, I see you. I will give you. I will let you in a minute. But first, K-Dog, anything you'd like to add on before I go to the next person?
Well, first of all, I say what's up, and once again, my condolences go out to John Singleton's family. We lost a very great film director and an innovative one, too. He was very innovative. And as for what you guys are talking about this thing with religion, religion has turned into a business. You know what they call it now? Pimping. Pimping. You look at these preachers now, they are getting richer than rich. I mean, hey, if that's the case, then all three of us should might as well put our minds together and start our own church and collect money. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's one way to look at it. No problem.
Yeah.
Pimping
ain't
easy,
my,
I guess.
Yeah, start your own church.
Mm. Okay, 438, you're on the air.
Yes, I was listening to your show and everything. I can't believe what the other person said about the President Trump and everything. I have a major issue with what he said because he's basically...
Okay, before you start, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling all the way from Canada and everything, but I have family. I have my father's American, my mom is Haitian, so I have dual citizenship. So Americans, I go vote on them. When I have to go vote for the president, I vote on the president, and when I have to vote in Canada, I have dual citizenship. That's why.
Okay.
But
so what
I
have a
major
Sean Black statement. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have a major problem with what he just said because the person that just said blame the president for anything. I'm sorry. As a human being, my parents always told me you are responsible for your own action. I don't care whoever tells you some crazy shit. You are responsible for your own action. So if you don't even have that as a policy, anybody could tell you anything crazy or anything that you don't like, and you could basically follow what he says and kill somebody and do something, and then you'll say, oh, it's him who's responsible. No, no, no. You are only responsible for your own action. I don't care if the president says something that you don't like, or you think that it's racist.
As I said in my comment, I did not blame Trump for the actions of this person, and I made sure that was the first thing that I stated, so I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying. What I said was, when you are at the top where most people are going to listen to you, mm-hmm. when you dictate policy and you are in charge of the free world, a lot of people who feel the same way that he may, if he ignites that, it was to say to ignite the fuse of that particular argument, there are going to be people on the fringe that are going to take that to heart and may act on that. And I also stated, I did not say that it was Trump that is the person that is putting a gun in anyone's hand. I never said he told this person to go ahead and do X, Y, and Z. What I'm saying
is... But, sir, we could say that for any president. We could say the same thing for President Obama. He's done many things that people believe in everything and took it to the extension, and there's been shooting at the time of President Obama. There's been shooting during the time of Clinton. There's been shooting during the time of Bush.
The one thing you're
acting like it never happened. You're acting like, oh, my God,
the
synagogue happened with President Trump. But instead of saying, wait a minute, it happened to all kind of presidents, I could say the same thing that you said and just put President Obama instead.
First of all, what you're doing is you're taking what I've said out of context.
I heard what you said. You said you never blame the president for his action. I agree with you said that. But then you said after that, but that person has power. And because that person has power, it has policies that basically could affirm somebody. That's a problem. Because I could say the same thing. The president, President Obama has power. And because you have policy that basically infringe what you're saying, that's just that basically encourage people to kill people. And that's why people, you would be the first one saying that's not true. Hold on, Colin.
Let me let Sean Black try to finish explain himself. Hold on, please. Go ahead, Sean Black.
Okay. First off, as I understand where you're coming from, and you're completely right, as I've stated before in this same argument, nobody has put a gun in anybody's hand. President Trump has not put a gun in anybody's hand and told anybody to go out and shoot anybody, to kill anybody. President Obama himself said the one thing that he could never, that he, out of his presidency, that he regrets more than anything else, was that he wasn't able to quell gun violence and the killings that have happened under his watch in his 8 years. Now, the difference between the context in what I'm using with Trump and the context with Obama is this. President Obama has not gone publicly in front of cameras and have used the language, the rhetoric, or the tone to describe disenfranchised, marginalized people in certain ways that have enticed the opposite side that believe what he believes. Obama
really?
Never,
really, sir? Really? You really want to go there? If you're going to go there, really go there, because you don't know your history with Obama.
You
do not remember when the shooting happened with Trayvon Martin and what did President Obama said? You don't remember? When he went in front of everybody in public and said, that could have been me? That could have been me and everything. That could have been me as a person that could have been shot and everything. You think that that didn't bring black people to revolt? That didn't bring black people to basically say the Black Lives Matter thing? Come on, man. He said in public he didn't provoke anything. I just gave you an example that he did.
And you want to know something? In that instance, President Obama, whether you agree with his policies or not, is 100% correct.
I got to give it to Cato now. Sean, hold on. Let me give it to Cato. What Cato has to say between the two arguments.
Let me just say to the caller, you know what? Being black in America is already dangerous enough. So, of course, he had every right to say that could have been him. That could have been any black person that could have been killed. And you're enticing that caused violence. It did not cause violence. Yes, black people did take to the streets.
It did not cause violence. Do we really need to go there?
Caleb, calm down.
Stop being so damn rude and shut your damn mouth.
Caleb, I'm talking to you right now. Calm down. There's no reason to be excited. Just please get to the point. What are you trying to say?
Okay. Now.
Thank you.
Now, with that being said, you know, Black Lives Matter, yes, it did start because of that, because we got tired of the injustices that black people have to take. So, with that being said, there are different rhetorics. With that, there's different rhetorics with the way that President Obama spoke, and with the way Donald Trump spoke. So you see, that's what Sean was trying to explain.
Well, go ahead, sir. That's not what he said. That's not exactly what he said. He said he was using his power and influence other people. I'm just giving you an example that I could do the same thing with Obama. Remember when during the time of Obama that a black person, because they got provoked, let's be honest, as black people, let's not act like it didn't happen. Remember when a black person, because he got provoked and everything, took a gun and killed 10 or how many cops? Remember that in Dallas? Remember that story? And they asked, and then he even said it because I did it because black people were getting basically killed and everything. And you, where do you think that influence came from? It came from the speech that Obama said about a lot of things. Come on, people.
Do you have proof? Do you have proof of that?
Remember what happened during the time of Dallas? He even wrote a letter. He even wrote the reason why he got killed, why he did the shooting, because they did an investigation to find out why he did the shooting. He said of the black thing, because of the injustice that you're talking about as black people. And he shot a lot of cops. Remember in Dallas? That happened.
Okay. Well, so what do you want? How do you think black people thought all the years?
I don't want anything. I just want us to be honest and say, wait a minute. Did it happen over Obama? Yes, it did. And I'm going to what you said. You said that the influence of Trump, of what he said, influenced white people to act that way. And I'm telling you, we could see the same example for Obama. If we're not being honest with Obama as much as we're being honest with Trump, then we have a problem.
You know what? To be honest with the caller, I could see his point of view to a certain degree. I understand what he's trying to say. You do sound angry for some reason, but I do understand what he's trying to say overall. It's not just Trump, Obama, Bush, everybody. At the same time, we're talking about the time right now. Right now, we talk about, it seems like it's more actions happening right now compared to the Obama year. I have never said Obama is perfect or he's a great president. But if you compare the two of what's going on and what happened right now, is the times are getting worse or is getting better compared to Obama years?
But do you know why it's getting worse, people, if we're going to be honest? Do you know that the news media is giving 93% of the news is negative over President Trump compared to 40 or 45% over Obama? If every day we're saying Trump is a racist, Trump is this, Trump is that, every time you go to CNN, MSNBC, every show, not even one saying, wait a minute. If for every day, every show, we would have said Obama is racist, Obama doesn't like white
Fox.
People, Obama did
Fox,
this,
Fox
Obama
does
did
it.
That. For
Fox
every show, don't you think that people would look at him and say, wait a minute, he's maybe racist, this and that? Come on.
Let me ask you this question. Can you give me an example? In the 8 years that Obama was president, that he either alluded to, made, intimated, or said something that was racially insensitive to any race in the entire
when he did the stupid mistake of Trayvon Martin, or when he did the example of hands don't shoot and everything before getting all the information, that brought a lot of things. When he basically said in front of people, that could have been me, that brought a lot of things. Come on. You think that brought a lot of fire to a lot of black people? Come on. When that happened, a lot of black people said, yeah, President Obama said it.
But to your point, I think what was going on is, yes, you make whatever you say about Obama is somewhat true, but Trump, the reason why the media, which I can't stand the media, Sean Black, I don't know 100%, at the same time, Trump brought some of this stuff to himself with his big mouth as Twitter feed. And, you know, they use that feed towards against him. So you cannot really blame the media too much. You don't blame Trump as well. He don't speak as
much. I agree with you with that point. But the reason he's doing it to the Twitter feed, because he can't trust the media. Let's take an example I'm going to ask you one question. And if you're smart, you should have gone there. What happened in Charlottesville when he said, I blame both people? Was he talking about the neo-Nazi, yes or no?
But he never mentioned the word terrorist, which is a
No. Was he talking about the neo-Nazi, the white supremacy? Was he talking that there's fine people in both? There's fine good people. Was he talking about those people? Or was he not talking about those people?
from Charlotte.
So let me get this straight. From that example of Charlottesville, which
yes, that example
did,
that
was,
went
no,
to
no,
the
let
media.
Me,
that
me,
example
me,
that
let,
everybody
let,
said that's a proof
okay,
of racism.
Let me,
I'm
no,
taking
let me
that
ask
example.
The question. Let me ask the question. You're using the same that same argument there, where he had a chance to denounce the racism that was down there, to
mm-hmm.
denounce the fact that there were neo-Nazis, the fact that
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of racist people in that entire deal,
mm-hmm.
and I believe the other faction that was in there was Antifa, which is supposed to be, I think, that stands for anti-fascist, which is, I
mm-hmm.
think, the group that they were protesting, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, in his follow-up speech to that,
mm-hmm.
almost nothing to denounce anything involved that had
well,
been penned not only by fellow Republicans,
mm-hmm.
but Democrats and the rest of the country over. His own words damned everything he said. This wasn't media spin. This was not news.
You just got tricked. You just got tricked.
Mouth.
I'm sorry. It is
and,
media spin.
And Let me prove my point.
Sir, it is media spin. It is media spin. I tell you, any of you, if you want to know the truth, go get the transcript of what he said. Everything that you told me that basically he had to deplore neo-Nazi, he did. He did during that speech. He did. The thing that you're saying against white people, he did. Because if you look at the little thing that you're seeing, fight good in goods and they're good people in both sides. If you continue in the transcript, he says, I am not talking about the neo-Nazi. I am not talking about white supremacists. I am not talking about racism because those people, basically, he said, they could go to hell. That's what
okay.
he said.
Well,
And you need
you...
to do research on that on the train. You don't
no,
need to believe.
No, you need to do research on that as
no,
well.
No, I have
the
done the research
why
on that.
I, say
I,
that is
I have done the research on this. I went to
on
the
that
transcript.
Same comment just within the
I
last
went to
couple
the,
of
I went
days.
To the transcript on it, sir. I did. I could read you. Go get the transcript. I have it. I read it.
Okay, Carla, I gotta give Sean. Sean has to say his. I have to be fair. Let Sean speak, please. I have to give the K-Dog. And I have one more question for you, Carla. Sean Black, go ahead, please.
Now, based on the argument here, which I think the majority of people that have heard the whole response to Charlottesville from a couple of years ago, they know the ideal behind what Trump was saying or what Trump was alluding to. Even if you don't go through that particular area, there are many other instances in general where President Trump has shown either a lack of caring or just an ideal behind just not showing the right amount of just visual that most people look at. Perfect example, during Hurricane Maria, we know what happened in Puerto Rico and his trip down there, and it showed for a lot of people, and this is not, again, another media creation. We saw how when he went there to address the people in Puerto Rico and basically tell them that we're going to get the power running, we're going to get the water and the infrastructure and everything else, and we saw a lot of the pictures of him chucking the paper to the people in certain instances, and he looked to most people saying detached. We're talking about people that are that don't have any power, people that are within areas that are elderly people that need oxygen, hospitals that are not running the way that they should. And the optics involved from that whole ideal was that for most people, including, as I said before, from people within his own party, which I saw many times on the news and different news media outlets, the same kind of, well, that did not look good. There are way too many instances. There are way too many statements. There are way too many things intimated from the president's own words in Twitter, on Twitter, his own page, his own Twitter feed that intimate that either he has an aversion to other minorities or is perceived, for a lot of people that don't believe he's racist, He is perceived to be racially insensitive. On the weak side, on the high side, most people think he is a blatant racist.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people,
okay.
whether you see that or not, will believe that that is the case over and over again.
Let's go point by point that you're saying. Number one, like I said, do you know that the media has 93% negative on Trump? Do you know that? Number one, do you know that?
Well, you're asking me this question, yes.
Yeah, I'm asking you the question. Do you know that the media has 93% negative information on the president?
And then you give me that
okay,
one,
compare,
and I'll ask
just,
you
wait,
where
wait,
is the positive news
just,
on the president
let me
that,
finish,
that you're looking
just
for?
Let me finish, just let me finish.
Go ahead,
sorry,
go ahead.
Just let me finish. Just to compare, if we're going to compare apple to apple, let's compare apple to apple. Do you know that during the time that Obama was president, we had 45% of negative on him? So are you telling me that 50% of difference doesn't make people think other things of a president? Are you telling me that if we're going to be honest, let's be honest, if 93% was on Obama saying negative thing, people would think, oh, hell with Obama, too.
And then you want to know what my rebuttal is?
Number two. You said that basically I gave you a perfect example of telling you and being honest with you of saying what happened in Charlottesville was not the truth, people. And telling you, go get the transcript if you don't believe. Why wasn't your reaction saying, he's telling me something as a black person that maybe it's not truthful. Maybe I have it wrong. Because you were so much affirming, oh, yes, I know. I told you, go get the pure transcript. Don't believe me. You could do the search very easily. You could go very easily. We have basically the internet. Everybody could get any information there was. I'm not lying. Just do transcript of Donald Trump during Charlottesville, and you'll see the whole
thing.
After reading the whole text, you will know that I'm saying the truth, that he did say it against white people. He did say it against neo-Nazis. He did say it. That's just one transcript. Now, if I multiply this for a lot of stuff that you're telling me he did something wrong, and I'm telling you, go get the information on your own and find out. Maybe there's a lot of things that you really
not
that much racist. And last thing. Did he do any mistake? Of course he did. He's a president. He's not. We don't expect him to be perfect. Obama did mistake. Clinton did mistake. A lot of presidents does mistake in everything. Are we going to judge him for one mistake? Was he wrong with the way he acted? Yeah, he was wrong. I will give you 100%. I will not go and protect him because he did something wrong. Let's not forget, before he was president, everybody wanted to be like Donald Trump. There was rappers who had no problem with him, who put him in many songs. Don't forget, he was the person responsible for helping, Eminem, for many shows and everything. Don't forget also, back in the day in 1960, he was the first one to hire the most black people there is when he had his business. And even, one of the person that was in the Black Civil War gave him an award on that. That's on YouTube, if you don't believe me. So before we judge somebody of being racist or being this, and we are black people, we're very emotional because of this, because of all this, maybe we should look at it and say, wait a minute. Before we call somebody racist, let's look at the whole thing that he did. Because calling somebody racist is the worst thing you could call any human being. And before I call a white person or any human being racist, you better bring some proof of it. Not just
I'll give you one example. This is the last thing I'm going to say about this. And you said you want one example of racism in general with Donald Trump. I'll go you back to the Central Park Five. That's all I have to say.
That was a mistake. I'm sorry.
Okay.
In the Central Park Five, everybody thought they were guilty. Everybody thought they were guilty. If you're going to say racist, everybody from the district attorney that was – I saw the documentary of Central Park Five. It was awful that did. That was a mistake. That doesn't make him evil. That doesn't make him racist. That was a mistake that was done by the district attorney. That was a mistake by the police that basically tried to find somebody, anybody, in argument, and there was five black people, and they judged them. That was a mistake.
Sean, this is the last question.
No, please. This is what I need to say. I'm the host of the show. I have to step in. Other callers been waiting. Caller from Canada, I like your points. I will give you the opportunity right now to call in next Monday
And it could be you and me and Sean Black. We could go on this for a whole hour. Because I like your
no problem.
I like Sean Black.
No problem. No problem. I'll call Monday,
right,
whatever time you want to call. I'll call. Because we need to talk about this. This is very important. Because racist, as black people, we own that. We know that.
I'll
I'm tired of us as black people calling anybody racist just because you don't like his policy. Let's be honest as black people and call him racist.
I'll give you the platform next Thursday, next Monday night, 10:30. Does you, me, Sean Black, we're going to have
this
together. But I have to go to the other quarters. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for having your great show. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. Okay, guys. Sean, I'm sorry I have to go to the other quarters, but I got to give this to Big Red. I have to give this to Big Red, so it's going to say something.
What's up, Big
I have another caller, 717. I'll get to you in a few minutes. Big Red, how you doing?
I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm good. How you doing, Sean Black?
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
For now.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, I heard. I heard you getting that smoke, but you was blowing the smoke back. I like that.
Yes.
I like that.
Overall, this show is about everybody's opinions, and I respect everyone's opinions, whether you agree or not. Like Sean always says, we agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, disagree to
Absolutely.
Agree. And, you know, that's what it's all about, you know.
Exactly.
There's no right or wrong. So whether I agree with you or not, you're still entitled to your opinion, and that's just what I like about this show. And that's why I give him, you know what, next week, the seminar at Sean Black, split it up, because they both have some facts. Even though it's one side within and the other, but I understand where both parties are coming from. But Big Red, let me answer the question that I get to the caller. Do you see Joe Biden has finally made an announcement after all this time? Do you see Joe Biden, the one to beat Donald Trump in 2020?
Do I see Joe Biden? I hope so. I can't say, like, I'm not really, like high on, like, with politics because, once again, that's a touchy subject. As you can see, it's touchy. Everybody's on, you know, this side or that side. But I'll just say I hope so. I hope that he does win because, once again, you know, who we have in office is just not – he's just not making it, okay? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really hope that Joe Biden – you know, I listen. Anybody can run at this point. Anybody, I hope, can win at this point because, you know, what he stands for and whether it's racist or not or whatever, anybody's opinion or what they want to think, the thing is he's not good for our country. He's not. He's just not. Like, he's just not good. Like, he just, you know, set off a lot of, like the vibe is just not, it's just not good. So we need somebody to pick that, you know, pick that vibe back up the way it used to be. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that's all I got to say about that subject, so.
Okay, 717, thank you for holding on. Sorry about that. What's on your mind?
I just want to say, and I'm black, too. I support Trump. Always.
And where you calling from? I'm sorry, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Ooh, Joe Biden.
That's a key spot too.
Now, I'm calling Pennsylvania. I'm sick and tired of everybody saying Trump is racist, but they can't pull up one particular thing what he's racist about. There are more African Americans look at your colleges, look at your graduating classes. We are at the top. We've never been this way under any administration ever before. Obama, Biden, in 8 years, only raised $4 billion for historical black colleges. Trump, the man that everybody says is racist, in less than 2 years, he's raised over $25 billion for historical black colleges. And he asked last week, he asked for more money. You've never seen on CNN or anywhere the East Wing of the White House. There's 34 African Americans working in just the East Wing. Nobody talks about back in the 70s and the 80s when black families' homes were burnt down in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, burnt to the ground. Trump didn't even own the property, wrote out the checks and paid for everything, didn't ask for one penny back. He wasn't called a racist. Okay, back when he went down to Florida and charged every major golf course vicinity in the area to start hiring blacks and minorities, don't just hire them, let them be members. He wasn't a racist 3 years straight when Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton gave him the Rosa Parks Award for giving money to the black communities. He wasn't a racist when he gave money to both Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton to start Operation Push and the Action Network. Okay? Under Obama, black people have suffered the worst economic, the worst economic financial status ever in over 60 years. Never been that bad. No one's ever called Obama a racist, but he left us in the worst financial shape ever, ever, ever. Look at the achievement. Look at the economy. Everybody, the Democrats, they're going to have to somehow, some way, impeach Trump, because if he makes it where they're going to end up debating him, they can't out-debate them. We'll out-debate him. People say, well, he's ruining the country. You can't name one bad thing he's doing to the country. He's not dividing us. We're dividing us. We let these politicians say this and that, and it's not true. None of them have – the Democrats have offered nothing to us other than abortion, raise taxes, let the illegals in. They know that they got to get another voting block. They got to bring illegals in. They got to get the voting block at 16 because they cannot beat Trump. The economy's too strong. He's winning. He has us winning. Look at the GDP growth. This is the highest GDP growth, the highest job rate, okay, the highest consumer confidence. They're pissed off because he kept his promise. This whole thing of saying he's a racist, we need to stop saying he's a racist. What is he a racist of? What did he do? What law did he break? He didn't break any single law. Did you see the black
people? Well, he didn't break any single law. Hold on.
What law did he break? If he would have broken the law, look how strong. The Democrats are strong in wanting to get rid of him. They're very strong in that.
True.
And with all the attorneys, with everybody, if they would have had one inkling on him, they would have chopped him up with it already. Everybody says, oh, we got the evidence. Mr. Schiff the other day, I've got the evidence for the Russian collusion. They keep saying we've got evidence and showed nothing. You got it. I'll give you that part.
So you don't see Joe Biden as a threat for Trump, towards Trump in 2020.
Let me explain to you why, my brother. The reason why. Joe Biden, you sat back. My black people suffered. It got to the point, and I've got the proof. Unemployment and the black community got so bad, they stopped counting black people. My question is, what were you doing during those 8 years when we suffered the worst financial crisis ever? What were you doing those 8 years, and all of a sudden now you have the answer? He's telling America we're in trouble. No, we're not. Today in Pennsylvania, they're looking now, and Trump already started, let's start pulling these people that's in jail for just a joint, pull them out and give them a job. We can't fill the jobs. This is how great this economy is going.
Joe Biden was in your state earlier today.
He sat there 8 years and watched us suffer, watched a do-nothing president do nothing for the black community, and all of a sudden now he's here trying to be a hero to save what? He can't save the military. We've got our highest morale in the military.
I have to give it to Sean Black, but I know he's shaking right now. I know Sean Black is shaking. Go ahead, Sean Black.
I was listening to everything that he was saying. And one of the things that we've always talked about on this show is that when you brought up, well, we know we get so much negativity, et cetera, and some of the things that we think that should be taking place as far as where money should go in certain places. We talked about Flint, Michigan. We talked about the drinking water, how it's been poisonous for years and years and years, and it's been right there, put at the foot of the president as far as being able to get something done. We haven't heard anything about that.
I have.
President Obama had tried to get infrastructure bills pushed and to get things done as far as getting the roads and the bridges. We remember there was a bridge that had collapsed. I think it was in Minnesota a couple of years back. Tried to get bills and legislation pushed. A lot of that stuff was filibuster. We know that there are a lot of things that happened while Obama was in office that he would have liked to have tried to get done that didn't get done. And we also know that going forward, we know now a lot of people, you either are on one side of the tax bracket or not, there are plenty of people that are absolutely enjoying the tax cut that the president put in place, but I'm pretty sure there was a hell of a lot more that didn't. And for most people that don't realize that, as a lot of people think, their money will suffer down the road from this sense. You can only tax up to a certain amount for a certain amount of time, where you are the things that you would be able to deduct from taxes, there's a cap on that. So there are a lot of people that are in the African-American community that would have actually benefited from some of the way that the tax code was before are now the ones that were getting money from their tax returns are now either having to be audited or they're actually having to pay taxes, pay
excuse
money
me, Sean
in front out of their pockets. So,
hold on, I have another caller of 111. I think I know who this is. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I figured trouble might as well show up as well. So, look, I know you don't have much time, so I figure I just debunk everything that dude said in 2 minutes. If y'all want to put me on the clock, we can do that. This is easy work.
Go ahead.
Okay, first thing you said, why do people keep calling them a racist? Well, you go back to the housing department looking into his facility with his name on it, where black people were discriminated against. Not only did they lose that case, but they actually got the details of them putting C on black people's applications. Then you had the Central Park 5 case where he paid for a full-page ad in the newspaper saying that the children should be killed and that they were animals. Then after DNA evidence proved that these young men were innocent, decades later, this dude is still saying that they were guilty all these years later. Then you go to the different white supremacist groups who signed on to Trumpism and saw this as a move towards what they see as the alt-right white nationalist new way. Now, if you want to go back to Charlottesville, the comments that he just reiterated when asked about it again a year later with Heather Heyer dead in the street, this dude said there's good people on both sides. This is the man who also was the other day talking about General Lee. Talking about General Lee was a great general. For those that don't know, this was a Confederate general who enslaved and hurt by torture black people and went after and kidnapped three black people to put them into slavery. So that's the person he signed up with. Now, his other points that he lied about, this man said during the Obama years, the economy was bad and black people did bad. Now the economy is good. We had a 2008 economic meltdown based on the tax cuts of the previous administration, which we're setting up to do again now. So when you say, okay, during the Obama years, they had to recover from the economic meltdown, which happened in 2008, we were losing 700,000 jobs a month. Their stimulus plan and government spending is what pulled us out of that recession. Trump comes in during the midst of that, rides the wave, and people give him credit for it 2 years in. That's like eating a meal and thinking that the last bite is what filled you up. Then he went on to talk about, hold on, we heard a whole lot of lies from you. Let me finish. Then he
that's
went on to
me
say,
saying,
black
that's
people.
That's not me that's cutting you off.
That black person who appears to be a Trump supporter who is not very wise. People get conned a lot,
wise.
So it's okay.
People
get conned all the time. It's not a big deal, my man. One thing you'll know about black Trump supporters, you don't have to ask them. They'll tell you immediately, I'm a moron who's been conned, and they're really proud of it, and then they start trying to explain to you why they support the dude, and you realize how faulty it is. When he talks about the economy, remember this. We're paying farmers right now because his tariffs have ruined certain industrial agricultural markets. The soybean market, the Chinese are now buying those from Brazil. $40 billion compensating farms. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead, Pennsylvania.
Okay, number one.
Well, if you give him a full speech and then only give me half, but it is what it is. Go ahead.
Okay, number one, he went off on Trump this, Trump that. He didn't talk about, number one, we had Hillary.
No, not Trump this, Trump that.
Hold on, let him finish.
We had Hillary, and Obama, who says that Robert Byrd, Klan leader, was their mentor. We had Hillary that says black men, okay, should black men themselves were super predators and we need to learn to heal. We had Hillary that and Obama both said that Margaret Sanger is their hero and mentor. This lady started Planned Parenthood because of her. Over six million babies were aborted since 1973. This is her mentor. This is Obama's mentor. Okay? And so
Margaret Sanger was Obama's mentor, is what you're saying.
Oh, yes,
this
said,
sounds like
if you ask a question, I'll answer it.
Oh man. This is funny.
Go ahead.
It's the fact that he said I admire her. Okay? I admire her tenacity. This lady says that black people ought to be exterminated and cut down like weeds. Okay, you have Joe Biden. Again, Senator Byrd and KKK people, they were his mentors. He and he didn't want to talk about it the other day. These are the things that are coming back to bite them. As I said before, as far as Trump, okay, whoever said that he was a politician, he's a businessman. And that's what he did. He went in and he took care of business. Okay, he's not a politician. He's arrogant.
Yeah, you told me
he's
you
very,
were going to debunk what I said about him being racist, and you started talking about Hillary, Obama, and Joe Biden.
It's the fact that he left. Yeah, you can go ahead and deflate all you want, but I don't tell the truth. Economy itself.
Okay, how are you
itself.
Telling the truth right. if you started talking
right.
about
it's the fact
I,
that
hold on,
it's
hold
the
on,
fact
on,
that
hold
this
on,
president
hold on.
It is the fact
hold,
that
let me,
this
let me
president
get in for one more minute.
Is going
okay,
much
get
better
now.
Than any
get
president
to
that we've had in the
ahead,
last four presidents.
Hold on, hold on. Well, to Nas. So Nas, go ahead. Finish up. This, time is running out. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll try to hurry.
He thinks Biden's going to win. He's crazy. Biden's not going to
win. Biden wins or not. I just want to. You know, lay down for the record that I've laid out what I said about Trump, and he started talking about other politicians because you can't defend the dude at a certain point. It is what it is. Now, going to the economy, if you don't understand econ, you will think that the present moment is caused by the person standing in front of you. Meaning, during the Bush years, you remember the tax cut. Y'all remember people got $300 and they told them to go to the mall, spend the money, get the economy going, right? You remember that. A year and a half later, the bottom fell out because what? They changed the tax base. By giving the tax cut to the wealthy and giving everybody else $300, they didn't tell the calamity that was coming. Now, what did we just have happen? We had a tax cut again to the wealthy. The upper 1% got the majority of tax cut. Majority of Americans didn't get the same refund that they normally get because all they did was change the table. So normally $25 comes out of your check. Now it was $50. So at the end of the year, now your deduction was different, so people weren't seeing the same refund. Now,
please don't remind me about
that. Now, when you do it, hold on, don't do this. When you do a tax cut, eventually the piper has to be paid. Now, what Republicans typically do, as we saw with W do, they set it up so when they leave, the bottom falls out, and the next administration is tasked with what? Fixing it and being blamed for it. So Obama had to carry a massive economic worldwide, economic drought. And then on top of that, the guy, after he fixed it, who walks into the door because of the economy that was fixed, he now claims credit for it. And in the midst of now, he's tearing it down. He's a conservative that is raising the deficit. I'm done.
I got to cut it off now. I'm sorry. The guy from Pennsylvania, Big Red, I'm sorry, not tonight. And Canada,
it's okay.
Sean Black, times of the one on night, but I'm not gonna lie, I've been very education about this tonight. You guys have informed me about a lot of things.
Well,
you've
been propagandized by the board over there. I would suggest you Google everything he said and see what happens. It's gonna be hilarious.
I will Google everything later. But guys, thank you so much. But wait past my bedtime. Till then, next week for another crazy night. Guys, thank you so much. God bless America, I guess.
Good night, guys.
Yes.
Good night.
Get to hear the opinions of everybody. That's the good thing about the show.
Go Trump.
Yes.
Yeah,
go Biden.
2020.
The short bus was there for a reason. Okay.
And you got, and you got your name. And I'm glad you enjoyed the ride. I'm glad you enjoyed the ride. MAGA waving all the way. I'm glad you enjoyed that ride on that bus.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
guys. 1%.